Today I would like to discuss about the rules. Are rules really necessary when you write?
Okay. We're talking about rules in terms of storytelling, right?
So, before we get into the technicalities and the craft of storytelling, it was a channelizing of creative urge from one individual in form of a fiction, and there was an audience for it, and it worked, it clicked. Someone chose to tell a story which was fiction, and there was enough audience to appreciate it, and then that became a folk art. Then it developed from there, then it became a profession. Today it has become a career, and for most it has become a business. But if you look at any of this, it is just human expression, right? So the only rule is being natural. I would say, and I personally also practice that when I'm writing, for that span of writing, I don't read books, watch films, because they have a tendency to sink into your head and reflect in your mind. Same way, I feel we should not get bogged by the craft. And the craft is just a way to speed up the process. But if writing is your career and writing is your passion, are you really in a hurry to reach anywhere? You are enjoying the journey, right? Maybe the first book, you may make some mistakes as a storyteller. The second will probably have lesser mistakes. And there was this quote that I heard, read long back, that, you know, the first four of your work will not be a masterpiece, and not all of your work will be a masterpiece. Even Picasso, Da Vinci, not all of their work is masterpiece, and you can't guarantee it. And even the craft can't guarantee it. Like, see, today on internet there is Stephen King's technique, J.K. Rowling's technique. How many Stephen King and J.K. Rowling do we know who have emerged out of that? It's so easily accessible to people. That means someone might have practiced it, you know. Why didn't it work for them? Because when Stephen King was doing it, he was just being himself. Rowling was just being herself. Now someone analyzed them, and oh, there is this pattern, so you should do this pattern. And so the craft is basically a post-mortem analysis. It's not necessary, I feel. See, on the internet there is an approach, what J.K. Rowling scribbled on her diary or journal, you know, when she was writing Harry Potter and all that. It was her homework. And we are taking it as, like, you know, and we are taking it like that's the template for becoming the next J.K. Rowling. But if you listen to one of Stephen King's interview, he has mentioned, you know, the worst thing to happen to the world is be privy to the writer's notebook, because all the shit is there. There are a lot of stupid things in that, because it's just you jotting down what comes to your head. It's not a technique, it's not a process. You are stumbling, you are finding your way through the dark tunnel, and you're coming out on the other side. I'll give you another example. Gautam Buddha. He sat under the tree. He struggled for years. In his pursuit, he went through all the troubles. He actually did all that what all today's spiritual seekers do. But it didn't help him. Then he just sat by himself and it clicked. Now everybody who is coming to Buddha is asking for a process. He has to give something to them, so he's given them eightfold path and all that. But how many Gautam Buddha has the world witnessed after that? So the point is simple. What worked for Stephen King, what worked for J.K. Rowling, is that they were being themselves. If you have to take anything from them, just be yourself.
Very good way to sum up is be yourself to be successful.
Yeah.